John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Let's start at verse 15. If you're there, say amen. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another. Somebody say another. He will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Somebody say forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you, and will be in you. I'm going to start my teaching tonight on the Holy Spirit, the difference maker. The Holy Spirit, the difference maker. Church, outside being born again, I think this is the most powerful thing ever happened to me. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Or I can say it this way, my relationship with Holy Spirit. See, there's three in the Godhead. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God Holy Spirit. So when we read this right here, let's look at it again. When we read this, I put in verse 15. That's me. I put in verse 15. We in John chapter 14, verse 15. He said, if you love me, then you'll keep my commandment. When you see the word commandment, he said, if you love me, any God lovers out there? Then he said, you'll keep my word. If you want to know whether or not you love God to the degree you keep his word. Amen. So, you know, that's how much you love God. You love God to the, you see, because a lot of folks have lip service. Well, we say it this way in the hood. They talk a good game. Amen. Amen. God said, if you love me, then you'll keep my commandment. So I want to put that in there, because as I start sharing with you, Holy Spirit, I want for you to receive it. All I want you to do right now is block out everything that you've been taught about Holy Spirit. I'm going to show it to you line upon line, precept upon precept, and I just want for you to take God at his word. And I'm going to give you two or three witnesses. Amen. So when we look at John chapter 14, look at verse 16. And he said, I would pray the Father. Who's talking, church? Jesus. He said, I would pray the Father. And how many of you guys know that God answered every prayer that Jesus prayed? Look at me, church. God answered every prayer that I pray. You believe the same thing. If you pray in the word, every prayer that you pray get answered. If not, why you pray? Amen. Every prayer I pray, God answered. So watch this here, verse 16. He said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another. Somebody say another. He will give you another helper. That word helper means comforter. He would give you another. Why would he use the word another? Because when Jesus was on the earth, he embodied the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was on the earth, he was God. So when he said, when I leave, I'm going to pray the Father. He's going to give you another. So when Jesus was walking around with disciples, it was God the Father, Son, and Jesus walking around here on earth. He said, but when I leave you, I'm going to give you another helper. I'm going to give you another helper. And then he says, watch this here. He said, I'm going to give you another helper that he may abide with you what? Forever. He said, when I leave, because when Jesus got crucified, he died, he rose again, he ascended to heaven. He's at the right hand of the Father right now. For the Bible said, making intercession on our behalf. He's praying for us. But he said, I'm going to send somebody back, and he's going to be with you for how long? Forever. He's going to be with you forever. Now watch this here. Watch this here. He's going to be with you forever. Verse 17. He's the spirit of what? Truth. So if he's the spirit of truth, what is the opposite of the spirit of truth? Error. A lie. Truth, lie. So there's a spirit of truth, and then there's a spirit of lie. Who's the father of the spirit of lie? The devil. He's the father. See, when we look at it right here, watch this here, church. Keep your finger right there. We're coming right back. Go to John chapter 8, verse 44. He said, the spirit of truth, John 8:44. I'm going to give you everything. Somebody say everything. I'm going to give you everything to win with. All I want you to do is receive it. Believe it and receive it. John 8, 44, you are of your father, the devil. The desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a and the father of it. Now go back to John 14. So he said, John 14, 7, the spirit of truth. See, the Holy Spirit, look at me. The Holy Spirit have multiple names, like the Father Jesus. He's the spirit of truth. He's Holy Spirit. He's the spirit of God. He's your comforter, counselor, guide, teacher, revealer. He different names, but he's the spirit of truth. He said he's going to be with you forever. Now watch this here. Watch this here. Verse 17, the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. So you got to be born again to receive the spirit of truth. If you're not born again, you have the spirit of what? Of a lie. He said the world cannot receive it because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you and will be what? In you. So when you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. That's what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the spirit of truth that comes to live on the inside of you. And eventually I'm going to talk about the spirit of God that comes to live upon you. See, when you get born again, he comes to live in you. But when you get baptized with him, he comes upon you. That's him empowering you for service. That's why he said he's going to dwell with you and be in you. When he said it's right here, he said he's going to come. Verse 17, the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. In verse 18, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you again. Can somebody tell me what an orphan is? That's somebody who don't have parents. See, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's why when people say I'm all by myself, my question is, are you born again? Because he said, I'll never leave you as an orphan. I would never leave you by yourself. So he's saying we have the spirit of truth. So church, I'm going to tell you something. Like I told you, outside in my introduction, outside being born again, this is the most powerful revelation God has ever given me is my relationship with Holy Spirit. And he's with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or 365 days a year. Everywhere I go, I know his presence is right there with me. And I want for you to get that. How would you like, see, think about this here. How would you like, come here, Bruce. Come here 1 second. How would you like, watch this here. How would you like everywhere that you went, God was with you? See, Bruce is Holy Spirit. Everywhere I go, he's with me. When I go to Sam's, when I go to Costco, when I pull at the QT and get some gas, when I'm at home, he said, I can't shake it. And then not only, watch the church, is he with me, he speaks to me and let me know what to say, what to do, where to go, where not to go. See, you got to get that picture in your head. That's why, let me tell you something. I've been developing my relationship with Holy Spirit probably the last 18 years. See, if you called me on the phone, and you start talking, the first question I'm going to ask you, who is this? But watch this here. I guarantee you, if some of you guys, now you guys married, I guarantee you, Catherine, if you call Wayne, you don't go, Wayne, this is Catherine. Why? He know your voice. Do you know Tim's voice? Do you know Jessica's voice? See, do you know Anthony's voice? He don't call you and talk about, hey, baby, this is Anthony. No. See, when I hear God, see, I know I'm in the right place in Georgia. Because I've been walking with him for 18 years. So I know when he's talking and when the devil is talking. I can hear God crystal clear. because I've been walking for 18 years. So when he, and also when he says something, I know his voice because I know his word. He ain't going to say nothing. Holy Spirit ain't going to say nothing that don't line up with the word. See, if he says something, because I'm going to tell you, as I continue to teach, the devil said something to me one time, but I know it wasn't God because it didn't line up with the word. See, everywhere I go, he's with me like this here. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go. And he's telling me things and he's saying things to me. Thank you, Bruce. See, I want for you to get that picture because everywhere you go, he said, I'm not going to leave you orphan. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to be right there with you to the end. Are you guys with me? And I know his voice because I've been hanging out with him long enough. Like my wife called me, she just started talking. I don't go, who is this? If I said that, she'd be like, the devil is a lie. What's wrong? Are you with me? So church, the greatest thing we can do is develop a relationship with Holy Spirit. Go to Matthew chapter 28. So who is the Holy Spirit? Who is it? Who is the Holy Spirit? Before we get into it, I want to make sure you understand who you're dealing with. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. He's the third person of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He's the third person of the Godhead. So in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Matthew 28, verse 18, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. If you're there, say amen. Verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the what? Holy Spirit. Amen. Of the Holy Spirit. Go to 1 John, all the way in the back of the book, right before Revelation, 1 John chapter 5. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. Now listen to me, church. Listen to me, because I'm going to give you different characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes when you hear me, most of the time when I talk, I call him Holy Spirit. I don't call him the Holy Spirit. We don't call him the Jesus. So you got to understand, when I say Holy Spirit, he's a person. So you hear me say, Holy Spirit, why? You know what I'm saying? I need help in this area. See, you need the Holy Spirit. Like what Jesus was when he walked the earth, that's what Holy Spirit is to us. If you have questions about the Bible, the first person you ask is Holy Spirit. He wrote it. You say, Holy Spirit, I need help. I need help in this situation. Give me clarity. Give me revelation. Give me understanding of the situation. He's a person, Anthony. He's a person, Ken. You understand what I'm saying? So you, when you read your Bible, when you're on your job, ask him questions. He's a real person. He's a real person. Ask him. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. If you're there, say amen. This is he who came by water and by blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is what? Truth. So the Spirit in you is a spirit of truth. And it's going to bear witness with your spirit. Verse 7. For there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, which is Jesus, and what? The Holy Spirit. And these three are what? One. It's three of them that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, which is Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And the Bible says those three are what? One. So how can they three be one? See, right now, I'm your pastor. But I'm Linda's husband. I'm Matt and TJ's father. I got a sister, and I got five brothers. I'm their brother. Amen. I got some nieces and nephews. I'm their uncle. Amen. So the three are one. So when you look at Holy Spirit, he's God. Who is he? He's God. He know everything about God because he's God. He's a person. Church, let me tell you something. When I got that revelation, it was over for me. Because I walk around, I know I'm walking around with God in me. I know I'm walking around with God telling me what to do and what not to do. See, let me tell you something. Let me tell you the main reason why I want you to get this revelation. Because God has something for you to do. That's a purpose he has for your life. No matter what's going on in this economy, in this world, God can guide you through it. In every aspect of it. Church, you got God whispering in your ear. You got God whispering in your ear. Watch this here. Let me show you how you got God whispering in you. Go to Psalms chapter 32.